うん、そう。
ああ、ブーイですね、ちゃんと。ブーイスタジオ。ああ、じゃあ、ブーイスタジオ。ああ、そう。ああ、We are reciting the heart of the old Buddha's teachings. When we recite the professional wisdom go beyond the heart of wisdom, Shira Nimbo. So, we are reciting the heart of the very heart of the whole entire Dharma, the 8,000 teachings. Any teaching of Buddha. That's it. All these branches of teachings Buddha, the mighty one, taught for the wisdom. To realize wisdom, the ultimate wisdom, wisdom realizing emptiness. So the heart of the whole entire Dharma, that is the impersonal path, the path of the wisdom comes beyond the teaching of the purpose of wisdom, or wisdom of the wisdom comes beyond. So this is the wisdom comes beyond, wisdom comes beyond all the scriptures, the teachings. The wisdom of the Empyrean path, that was teaching reveals the path with it, that which is the removes the cause of the suffering. The karma delusion, the seeds and including the subtle negative imprint, and that so the Lamshit and the wisdom gone beyond our path. Then the wishes and the wisdom gone beyond all the result. Then there's also Narangshan Shirjan, the wisdom gone beyond our nature. So any phenomena that exists, if it's a caused phenomena, if it is a caused phenomena, it's dependent on cause conditions. Even uncaused phenomena, it exists, but depending on the base. Conceptual mind, that was makes up the label, and depending on these three, the base to be labeled and the concept, so the conceptual thought and the label, and depending on these three, it exists. So the phenomena, any phenomena that exists, or this permanent phenomena, depending. Permanent phenomena that which does not depend on cause conditions or not being under the control of cause conditions or awareness. What is permanent, impermanent, counted, uncounted, phenomena. So all or what's called, you know, this and that. This name. The name has to come from the mind. You see. Name has to be given by the mind. Imputed by the mind. So first of all, there is the base to be labeled, and then the valid base to be labeled, and then there's the mind, conceptual mind, there is the labels. So by depending on the valid base, the conceptual mind, but and labeling, and then it can exist, then the same coming existence. So therefore all the phenomena that which exist, when we think of meaning, when we think of meaning exist, that is object to be discovered by valid mind is considered, but that which is mentioned in the philosophical text. can you mention that? But the other way to think, what it means existing, anything exists, it doesn't exist. So anything exists, if you take the meaning of, very meaning of existing. So that means without the valid base, even there's the conception, making up the label doesn't exist. Even there's the valid base, but there's no conceptual thought, making up the label, it doesn't exist. So by depending both, there's the valid base and there's the conceptual thought. When it made up the label, believe in that, and then that came into existence. So the phenomena exists by depending on the base and the conception that makes up the labels. So therefore the phenomena, so when we meditate the meaning, the phenomena exist in mere name, meaning imputed by the mind. So therefore the phenomena do not exist from its own side. So the phenomena empty of existing from the own side, empty of the true existence, and empty of existing by nature from its own side. So existing is empty. So the point is, you have to understand by meditating the meaning of this very subtle, but the very meaning of this is subtle, dependent arising according to the fourth school Buddhist philosopher, the Madhyamaka, the second one, Prasangika school, view of how things exist, the extremeness there, which is extremely subtle, dependent arising. Existing, be merely labeled. Existing, being merely labeled. So if you think the meaning of existing, the then you get the idea of existing and say it's empty. There's not something real existing, real in the sense what we normally believe real, you know, existing from as such. Not merely level by mind, existing from as such. So what we normally believe when we use the word, when we, people who knew, people who know the teachings of Mother Nature, or the or who don't know, with no idea, who never heard. However, the usually most of us, common people, sentient beings, when they talk in the daily life, real, which is as a normal say, describing the what you have realized empty. They're talking about the real, say, which is which they have to realize empty. But they're talking though, not the one that exists, but they're talking about what they talk real. They're talking to something which doesn't exist. They're talking, you see, something by analyzing something, you find out that which they're talking to something which doesn't exist in the daily life. There is something they talk real, something which really from its inside, you know, something which doesn't, something which is not there, something which is not there at all, something which doesn't exist. You see. But believed it exists and it's there. So, so that using philosophical term of the natural, the normal language, and using term the real, or say I see real or experience real or say it's real there or something. So that so existing there. So going back to so existing had to so means existing means it's empty. So only if we think in the percentage view, there is subtle dependent arising, so existing meaning see how it exists meaning that way then means it's empty, meaning that meaning existing means it's empty, it is empty. Because existing means existing meaning but by mind, so there is it's empty of the real. What we normally what appears to our hallucinated mind and believe by our superstitious thought, ignorance. so that reality is existing from the side, so it's empty. That anything exists is empty of that. So you can see, and that way the because it is empty. Existing your name merely with your mind. So therefore it's empty, it is empty. So it is a unified way. Anything that exists, that which exists is a is a unified of emptiness and independent arising. So it's good, you know, by understanding this essential meaning of existing. So that even just to meditate in that point, in the empty. Anything that exists is empty, you see. Empty of existing, not merely a performance, include that. So, can meditate in, can, it is a most profound meditation, or the most important meditation, just think a meaning of existing, or just think a meaning of dependent arising, just that word. The meaning of dependent, the meaning of arising. Without many words, that's just a the true truth there. All those many volumes of the present Prajna teachings, so many volumes of the teachings, those, you know, essence there. The commentaries by Lamakankhala and by great, many great Pandit Chingrit, those enlightened Minaya Lamas, we also come to that. So, the commentaries, the different monks of the authors, you know, call the commentaries, the essence, the very essence, the very point is there. Dependent arising. I think it's a huge subject. That means it is not out, that empty of independence, empty of independence. Buddha thought it eliminates dependent, so the word dependent eliminates the extreme of eternalism, the real. Existing from the mind, not merely from the mind. So eliminate the extreme of the eternalism. Then rises. That's the first one. Then and the second one rises in June. Then June, so June rises. So it exists in that way. June. So June rises, exists then. Described then. Then described already the nature of that, nature of the phenomena. Then independent, you see. It rises in June. So it means, so that eliminates. So that means, you see, that means it is not non-existent. Whatever phenomenon, see, the phenomena is there. It is not, therefore it is not non-existent. Dependence or is not, therefore it's not, not non-existent, it exists. Reason because it's dependent, so rises. That's how you see. So that second word, June or rises, rising, that eliminates nearly its extreme of nihilism. Extreme of nihilism. Realized, and then this is the way how Buddha liberated himself, realized, and through this wisdom, by this wisdom, ceased all the gross subtle defilements, all the liberated from all the sufferings himself, and with his own complete experience, and then he revealed, professional wisdom, this teaching, showing the start. This out of the wisdom, as sentient beings, and not listening to me. So, already Buddha has liberated from oceans of some type of suffering and cause division comma, city parliament and voter in Ireland, by causing, by reading these teachings of Professor Wisdom and cause them to realize and develop their knowledge and authority, and even at this moment, you know, enlightening witness and things, as well as future, so that so this same teaching that what we have learned has been utterly unbelievable, most fortunate, unbelievable, most fortunate how we are. What will happen if hearing? Study, meditate out now. And say, oh, as even one didn't do in the past, but you have one has unbelievable for opportunity now, from now on to that, to incredible fortune to learn, to meditate, to realize, and to say, follow the faithful step, the omniscient one, the perfect being, and to reach the same goal, the same success, the greatest success, achieving enlightenment for something being, the greatest success than anything else, the most important thing in the daily life than anything else. The first thing to think about, in our daily life, you know, say, no matter how busy a life we have, but how this is something that we have in our heart, deep down, deep in our heart is main goal. And whatever busy life we have, even all the busy life is for that. If it can be so, then this way then it can be dedicated, or can be, you see, the busy life can be for that. So then that's then the best life, no regret. happiness now, happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness now, and happiness in the future. So after the enlightenment, very very clear. So your direction of your life, very clear. You know where you're going. So, what's the objective to be achieved in the life? It's clear. There's nothing confusing. So So you see, something exists in this, that's empty. So there's no such thing as, there's no such thing as, there's no such thing independently existing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing that would exist without being merely imputed by the mind. There's no phenomena. There's no phenomena which exists without mind being merely imputed by the mind. There's no phenomena exists. There's no independent existence. Impossible. It's a contradiction. Independent and existing. So independent, you say independent and existing, is contradictory. There's no way existing and independence to be one. No way. To be unified, no way. It's contradictory. It is non-existent to existent. It's like you believe phenomena, you see. Non-existent and existent. It is non-existent but also existent. It doesn't be like that. This is a true name, you know, independence. The existing problem of that is by nature. So it's all, non-existence, you see. There's no such thing in the nature of phenomena. There's no such thing. That the phenomena is pure, awful. The phenomena are pure. The nature is pure, awful. The independence of the existing from society, but it is existing by nature, not true existence. Phenomena is the nature is pure of these things. Right. And then there's empty of those things. So saying it is a crazy thing. You can see it is a crazy thing to say. It is non-existent, you know. Then you see. I mean, if you put it this way, then people might think you're crazy. And people say, I don't know what the people are thinking. No idea. There are all kinds of people, so some people think that's great. Maybe some people who have taken LSD. Some people who have taken, say, Buddha Vyas. Buddha Vyas. A small tablet LSD. Anyway, they might think it's great. Anything that is found. Yes, what is it called there? What's it called there? Age. You have some shops that New age. So New Age or LSD. So people who like to be freaked out. So they might think it's great. You may sometimes say something says nice thing, that is, you know, that anyway, so so that is totally silly. That totally you know, this is crazy, you see, I mean that thing that like that, you see. So then it isn't such thing. You know. Non-existent and exist, you see. So anyway, so put in another way, the meaning of that, so the, you know, you see, reality, if you, so not only if you say, but if you believe that, so, so, normally we don't think the meaning of existing, you know, in that way. We don't mean it, we don't, see, many of us, we don't think of the, don't, see, do not discover, do not see that way. Do not think that way. perhaps even when we meditate, we don't think that way. Not only during daily life, when we talk, conversation, but even when we meditate, we don't think that way. You know, the real meaning of existence, the social demand arising, you see, in the person has this view. that which is and then which makes you to see, you know, that is no phenomena, as a all the phenomena is empty of empty of see existing, not merely to put the opposite, not merely labeled by mind. Empty of the existing, not into our existence, not merely labeled by mind. So, so so therefore should not think like emptiness, like, you know, like I said, like having, let's see, the tea having sugar or salt, or the in the cake, you know, the sugar. So it is inside of the phenomena, like orange covered by inside the orange intrusion, see, the thing to eat, you know, the covered by the skin. So now that shouldn't, that's wrong way of thinking. If one is thinking that way, something in this or in this or the phenomena contained in this or then that's totally wrong. You're not, see. So you're not talking in nature of the, you're not talking in nature of the phenomena itself. You're contained something, then you're talking two different phenomena. So you're thinking something contained, you know, like mark content. Mark content, water or tea. so that if you're thinking is that way, so that's totally wrong. In case you want to think that way. That's you're talking two different phenomena. You're not talking natural to mark yourself. You see, you're not thinking natural to mark yourself. So therefore now, the phenomena, existing, any phenomena existing is empty. So that's the very nature of the phenomena. Empty of independence, empty of the existing, empty of the existence. Not being merely able to pass by. So that which is the answer. Emptiness. Nature of phenomena is emptiness. Empty by nature, pure by nature. So I have this emptiness, nature phenomena is emptiness. So that is a para with the teachings go on beyond say that is the Rangshin Shichin in 20. Rangshin Nature Shichin's Compliant Wisdom. the ultimate wisdom that is out there, very ultimate wisdom, the ultimate, the professional wisdom, wisdom going beyond, that is the Dharmakaya, as a result, wisdom come beyond. The Buddhist mind, Dhammakaya. So that's the objective to what we achieved, what we look for. So as I mentioned, the teachings that say just from the benefits. So there is the heart of all the teachings of Buddha, the teachings of the professional, the wisdom, the Kambian wisdom, the the 100,000 stanza, which is 12 volumes, then the 20,000 stanza, which is 3 volumes, then the 8,000 stanza, 1 volume. Then that which is a now the heart of all those teachings of the professional wisdom, that is the 现在民国的哈为什么我的当了这个三十七你说过了所以directly to reading today meaning of the wisdom combined the path to achieve the wisdom indirectly reveals the method path method so in the hidden way so that so this and it, so the so therefore it is called half wisdom. Share wisdom and mingle with the heart. The other meaning that is a the ultimate nature of the loss of mind. The very nature of our mind, the nature. the heart wisdom. So by realizing this, developing this wisdom, realizing the very nature of your mind, by developing this wisdom, not one is with the anger, attachment, ignorance, with the, it's not one is with the mistakes of the mind, the defilements, the negative imprint. it is a temporal loss, good. So, but in the awareness of our mind, there is not one is with this. So therefore, by discovering, realizing the very nature of our mind, by developing this wisdom, then able to remove, able to cease directly the gross subtle defilements. And as a then this mind the total cessation the total achieve total cessation separation from the defilements of the subtle form as a great liberation of enlightenment. So that very nature, the ultimate nature of that complete pure mind is Subhavakaya, the holy God of the very nature of that mind, the task of wisdom Dhammakaya, something like that. So, So, I just mentioned the teachings that the practicing, engaging in the parameter of morality, for 10 eons, engaging in the parameter of the charity, and as well as the parameter of the patience, perseverance, concentration, for 10 eons. So, even even 1 year to engage in pure morality, you know, there's many obstacles from the Muslim mind, all the delusions and obstacles to that, and also external, you see, from outside obstacles to practice morality, to live in pure morality. So even, you know, 1 month, see, difficult. Even 1 week, even 1 day, just even to accept that, or to understand that, even that takes time to accept that, even to say, to understand that the karma, to have faith in the karma there. By living in the morality, result happiness, good birth, next lives, and all that, the preparation. So, the renunciation, as result of the renunciation of the Padachita, enlightenment, all that. However, so, after all that, and with all that understanding of the faith, that discovery and karma and faith in that, I think getting even 1 day is not easy. So, so engaging in 5 parameters for 10 years, and listening to the teaching of mindfulness, and this one is far more greater merit than engaging. Then you compare then engaging these 5 parameters for 10 years, that much merit itself is unbelievable. But you compare it to recent teachings on emptiness, this one's far more greater than all others smaller. Now 10 eons of listening to the teachings of Prabhupada, and you explain the teachings on the perfection of wisdom, city, and teaching for emptiness. this one quite great merit than the listening teachings on the professional wisdom for 10 eons. So it's very small compared to the merit that you collect by explaining the teachings on emptiness. And then now, one moment or one also, a second, like duration like this, snap a finger, I'm meditating on emptiness, and that, and then 10 eons of explaining teachings on emptiness. So duration, snapping finger, mentioned on, even that's a short time, you know, and focus on this one quite far more greater merit than, say, 10 years of explaining teachings on the professional wisdom, see. So that. So therefore, Therefore, when we therefore, so we are extremely so fortunate that have opportunity to recite the heart of wisdom. You will be able to recite the words, the Buddha's teaching. even without meditating the meaning of these, so that it was an opportunity to have met this, you know, opportunity to have met this teaching, have an opportunity just to recite, and that was leaves positive imprint on the mental kingdom, to realize in a time, sometime later, to realize the emptiness sooner of that time, so, by leaving this positive imprint on the mental kingdom. So, even just reading this one time, even just only one time in the life, even it happened only one time, it made a huge difference in the life, like a difference like between the sky and the earth, made that difference. So, like, even everyone had opportunity to recite this only one time, you know, in the life. And that life is huge difference. So, you have the potential on the mind to realize emptiness. It's even, one time. I haven't heard one time. So that's unbelievable. that you don't have to wander in samsara and endlessly die and reborn and experience all the sufferings, nothing new, the samsara pleasures, which is only suffering, however, three types of sufferings, suffering pain, suffering change, temporary samsara pleasure, and prepares the compound of suffering so that all the experience again, all the six great sufferings, one of them, see, so endlessly. So gives unbelievable hope, preparation of mind to reach to end suffering, to end the suffering, to end your suffering, samsara, to end. It gives unbelievable the aspiration of mind. Each time you read, even just by reading, even just by listening, there's no question if you meditate, as I just explained before. Then there's, there's meditation on the emptiness, how there's the nature of the eye, and this, then the nature of the aggregates, you know, then the nature of each of the aggregates. Senses, objects, that is six objects, you know, the senses. Then see 12 and little limb and it's both. And all the eight elements are of those the emptiness of the Four Noble Truths. amazing. So each time when you look at the nature empty, or nature which is emptiness, so it's unbelievable purification, people that come and This is talking about this in the session of purification, the practicing the remedies of four powers, by practicing the four powers. In the long run, the after talking about the karma, then they talk about the things talking about nirkama, all the suffering results of nirkama, all the details, then talks about the 16 ways of the purifying nirkama. So, suffering result, next lives, in other lives, de la nation, la milieu, so the karma, see, can decide, but the experience of result. Other than that, means it could be, hundreds of lifetimes, or millions of billions of lifetimes, or many years after can experience. Definitely one is experience the Lord and Mother's Day, suffering mandarin, transmandarin, see. So then one should rejoice, one should be happy. So here, this is the extension of the could be not doesn't have only disease. The other people criticize you, see, blame you, even thinking those manifest also in those. So it's spent in teaching Buddha Sakha, in the input of Buddha, so strong purification, so in the past, the kind of purification. So then, it manifests in this life, such as those past. If it comes, then manifests in this life, you see, other people are starting, blaming, things like that. So then, other people are unhappy, dislike you. No complaint, see. So then just like that, those healing karmas done correct in the past, the purified, see. one doesn't have experience, those so many sufferings, doesn't have reincarnate origins, and so it doesn't have experience those many years of suffering, see. So that, so all that finished by that, other people give me bad reputation or the criticizing, planning, I think that. So you can manage any, those heavenly karmas get purified. The which one has been experienced from it in hundreds, thousands of lifetime, even a long time. So if we finish by experiencing some difficulties, members some difficulties in this life. So it can be any form, you see. So even there. Even the insects biting, coming in the house, the insects, they say, snakes, spiders, snakes, or the mosquitoes, all those insects, they say, come in the house, or they say, rats, eat your food, or, things, destroy your cherished things, or bears coming, bears. enjoying your, refrigerator. Bears coming and enjoying the refrigerator. destroying the house. taking the doors away. Anyway, 아이고, 소리, 저도 성경상 우체음 야외 헤브리스. What you see something from this life very heavily when I say this, something very, very heavy disease or something that's a problem. That you experience or that others experience, others people who are in Dharma experience. So you see or you heard, you see some people are practicing, see pure Dharma, you know, doing a lot of practice. So then this, this lot of these problems happen. some very heavy sickness, very, you know, very heavy sicknesses, or things, obstacles happening. one after another, you know, first one time, but again, you know, many things happen. So, you hear, you see, so that time should not think that, oh, you know, he's practicing Dharma. You know, did his life in practicing Dharma. He or she, but why this is happening to her? Why this is happening to him? Or to me? Or to other sisters? The same thing. Then think. Then you see, thinking that, or maybe Dharma is not working or something. Maybe it's not true. You see, so general idea, you see. You're supposed to say nothing happened, no obstacle happening, you know. The first time, no obstacle happened, you know, something, say. like having taken drug, that, you know, say, staying, forget everything, staying, say. forget the world and staying the very high. What it is same God said Kadama Keshe Karakutumba said that even the small suffering of this life, it means to finish past Nirvana. It means to finish the karma that was done in the past. And there will be happiness in the future. Therefore, rejoice in the suffering. So what is saying Karakumchumba the Kadambakeshe who is advising to us is since we see we have Pantadama, you know, and so obtaining advice guru, the seven other sentient beings, seven the teaching Buddha, however, the preserving teachings, living in the morality, vows, morality, so forth. So, anyway, even the small problems and sufferings of this life. So means no question will be big problems for us. Greater sufferings, no question, even small ones. Then I have to finish by explaining this. Happening this is good. See, mother rejoices in this happening. Happening this is good. You know, it's good sign. See, good. Why good? Why good? That's because they have to finish the fasting, the karma. The karma is quite in the past. They have to finish. That's been this. So, I don't have experience from, you know, many, say, lower realms, the heavy sufferings, rebirth of lower realms, heavy sufferings. And even human realm, hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, experience so much suffering, even human realm in the future. So I don't have to resolve those many karmas I have experienced, and I have happiness. So therefore it's good. So I'll rejoice by thinking the benefits of the problem, by explaining this, what benefit you get, the great benefit you get. So, that you don't have to explain the very heavy, you know, many lifetimes, many years of suffering, and because that we have happiness. The advantage, the great advantage of experiencing the problem, having the problem or experiencing the problem, then one rejoices the suffering. This is wonderful, you know. This is wonderful. But this is This is without talking dormant. This is without talking explanation of suffering on behalf of the benefit of all sentient beings. This is without talking that. Of course, if you talk about that, if you use your suffering for the benefit of, to benefit of sentient beings, well, then of course, then it's like the, you transform the iron into gold. You know? You use your suffering, say, to achieve enlightenment. You use your problem in life, sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever sickness you have, pain, you know, a relationship problem, whatever. So, whether it's curable or whether it's uncurable, however, then, the course with bodhicitta, using for bodhicitta practice, of course, using path to achieve enlightenment, not just liberation from samsara, but path to achieving full enlightenment, you know, cessation of the mystic mind, completion of all the realizations. So, from the oceans of some such sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. So that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. So you're using your sicknesses or your problems of life, your difficulties, to benefit. So one was cook. So he met, he brought a big salad, the big salad. Huge. So I told him there's no other food. So he said, that's not a salad. So I ate and ate it. It was at the center, the small center there in Aruba. No, not the center. So he ate and ate and ate. Then he brought the food. Then he brought the same food. He brought the same food. Same food, maybe a little less than the salad, I think. So I had the same. I didn't know there was another food, I didn't ask. So anyway, down to that night, you know, 1 or 2, I think, was 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, then stomach pain. And the pain started, they get worse around that time, but I'm running out, fly to Australia, right? 5 o'clock, fly to Australia. So, pain got worse around that time. Then I vomited. Then I thought, I think I can make it to Australia, so I decided to postpone. So vomited. Pain, no problem. So vomited. After I vomited, it was the same amount as the salad. Same amount of salad. It's not more than, it's not, if it's not more, not less. Then that's finished. Then I think 1 minute, then the second lunch came out. It was strange. It was supposed to be all together, but. Usually they're supposed to mix them, they're supposed to together, but my vomit came separately. So, after all the salad, no, of course, it doesn't appear salad there. After eating it, come on, so they're different. So then the same vomit came out. That's the same amount. I was quite surprised. So normally I talk about bodhicitta, like this, don't let me see. Now myself, see? Nothing. So the pain in the. So then I said to him, so he just told me that alcohol in there. But I rejoice, he said, I rejoice. Is it? He said, rejoice. No. He said, oh, how wonderful it is. How fantastic. So I was shocked. It is no daily training, daily was a comes in this period, say, then the time might be remember. Maybe perhaps taking refuge is more easy to remember than Dongden. It'll have an original asking for somebody to help us, maybe easy. And then Dongden to protect, to suffer for others. Maybe that's if it's an intentional training, and if it's you have somebody used to it, then that's maybe more to remember. But I think asking somebody, you see, some higher being to help, that's more. That's maybe the easy to ask that topic. Okay. So when you do that, even when we experience we experience the suffering, even to benefit even one sentient being, we experience the problem even to benefit one sentient being. It becomes the best offering, best offering to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. As it is mentioned in the Bodhicaryavatara by Shantideva, great Bodhisattva Shantideva, said the Tempa Samba Zambhijan, Sanjay Chole Deva, the Tempa Samba Vichimus. So that means that even the mere thought, even the mere thought benefits in thinking, it is much more supreme than making offerings to the Buddhas. So no question, if you actually attempt working for sentient beings. If you actually attempt what happens with sentient beings. So the commentary is that even just mere thought benefiting to one sentient being. much more extraordinary, much more exalted, much more special, much more special than make an offering to the Buddhas. If it is like this, then it's only kepa na, if it is like this, and then Now need to say if you are, when you actually say, if you actually attempt to benefit from that happiness in thinking. So that means here you are not actually engaging and cause happiness to something. You're not engaged, but this is merely only thinking. To help or to benefit to one, to cause happiness to one human being. You have not yet engaged with me at all. So, it becomes as not special. Then make more from the Buddha's. Then how how it is that how it is. So this sentient being what is so even one who is your enemy or whom you call enemy and who has anger, who doesn't love you, who has anger, who could criticize you, abuse you, or harm you. So that was this person. cherished by Bodhisattva. Cherished by Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva generated great compassion towards all sentient beings, or towards this person. And from that, the Bodhisattva, as well as Bodhicitta, and into the Mahayana path, what is ordinary Bodhisattva, what is Arya Bodhisattva, exalted Bodhisattva, so we achieved all those qualities by different kindness of this sentient being, this sentient being, this person. So, the Bodhisattva is going to, this one Bodhisattva is dedicated life totally to collect merits for 3 kinds of eons, merit, wisdom, virtue, and to achieve 2 kinds, to achieve enlightenment of this sentient being. All sentient beings, but that means include this sentient being. So going to sacrifice life to achieve enlightenment with this sentient being. And cherish. So that means impossible to harm or to hurt. To anything, to his this a word of say, worst thing to do, you see, to this person, to listen to me. So the most, maybe the most harmful thing to a Bodhisattva. So he or she fully to sacrifice life to reach enlightenment, come to that, to to achieve enlightenment for this sentient being. And cherish, the Bodhisattva cherish this person persons. cherish most than he or her own life, like the beloved mother, like her beloved mother cherishes her beloved child, the that mother, you know, the mother cherishes her beloved child, she most of her life, and do everything, give everything to that child, best to best, or the best, you know, the child. So, so that. So anything, say, anybody who is say nice thing to that child, you know. anybody who says nice things, praise, offer as a gift to that child, whatever nice thing anybody does, the next mother so happy. It affects the mother. So, like that, now here, much more, see. So here the small benefit you offer to this sentient being, this one sentient being makes the Bodhisattva, that Bodhisattva most happy. That is the best offering. Now there are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherishes this sentient being the most, cherish the most. There are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherish this sentient being the most. Concerned for the cherish the most. So this preliminary, see. Like jewel, like we should find a jewel, or say, however, cherish most, not as well as about this sentiment, this person, say. So, any harm that's done to this, then harm, you see, displeasing. Any small benefit offer, best offering to all this, most happiest thing to all the Bodhisattvas. Now one Buddha, you know, cherish this most. So, so small service is the most pleasing to the Buddha, to the one Buddha. One small harm is the harm to that Buddha. Now there are numberless Buddhas that they all cherish the most. Also therefore, so, to eliminate problems, whatever, the sufferings, even this one sentient being, and cause happiness in us. not only ultimate, so even small comfort is the best offering to all the Buddhas. Even a small comfort of to best offering to all the most pleasing to all the Buddhas. So, this is what they all cherish the most. That example, the mother who, you know, trusts her one beloved child, how much she cherishes. And so, do everything best for the child. So, so Bodhisattva, Buddha's, what Buddha's accomplished. So, complete, quite merit for three kinds of videos, complete power, with wisdom, and these two kinds of the position to bring to. To be called fully qualified to be able to serve the sentient being, so to the sentient being, see, to finish the work, see. So, as Buddha mentioned, the Rinpoche, Avatamsika, this is called Avatamsika Sutra, so the Pagoche, the the harm to the sentient beings is supreme harm. This supreme harm to the sentient beings is supreme harm to me. And supreme benefit is in the being, supreme benefit to me. It is equal myself and sentient beings in happiness and suffering. I have achieved this Rupakaya for the sentient beings. Some general, nice to good and similar to rain. So I have achieved this Rupakaya to benefit of us in the means. So the purpose of achieving Rupakaya is not the reason, not for Buddha. not for Buddha. Mm-hmm. and pure form, as by the Buddha, Sammatakandamaka, and those who are impure mind manifest in the impure form, so that ordinary form, having suffering, having mistakes like that. So that. So therefore now, so therefore is the so therefore, in the life, the most happiest thing, most fulfilling, that is the benefiting for working for sentient beings, benefiting for sentient beings. So here, therefore here, even the thought, even you are not engaged actually attempting in order to cause happiness to sentient beings, free them from the problems, but even just the mere thought, even just the thought to benefit. See, so here, to cause happiness to somebody, free from problems, even just thought rising is the best option to the Buddha, the Bodhisattva. Sampadasappas. So most pleasing to them. Best puja. Puja means pleasing to the mind. What is the guru puja? Pleasing to the mind of the guru. So here, so see. So this is what they cherished most. So, so even mere thoughts, benefit becomes supreme, the supreme, say, most pleasing to not Buddhist. So say. So that's why it becomes even just mere thought to benefit one sentient being is the supreme, more supreme than making offering to the Buddhas. More supreme, more special than making offering to the Buddhas. But that making offering them, but to a sentient beings, making offering them, but offering them, but to a sentient beings, your relation to the sentient beings, negatively. Impatience, anger, not harm, no respect, towards us, and there is harm. So this doesn't really please us. Doesn't become a similar offering. It doesn't really please the thing. That's not the best thing. Please do. Mm. So the thought taking that 81 persons, one sentiment suffering on yourself. So that is just generating the wish and during that meditation visualization, something that pleases all the Buddha's not as the result of not offering sin. And it's a source of great purification and cleansing, unconscious merits. So that there's something about more of the purification, emptiness, receiving faith in emptiness. So to sleep that part of it. Want to mention the says some parts for the practice of mindfulness. So especially to train the mind in this time, so then also can do as normal times. So the sutra, this practice come from the this mindfulness practice of the jiva. Everything you did get from sentient being has come from Jolamyon's Tarato Sutra, Sutra of Pure Content. just few mentions tonight here. So after talking the how sentiments we went through, I don't know how this, how they're so precious one, so they there's nothing else in the life most satisfying or fulfilling than benefiting from sentient being, working for sentient being, serving, So everything what we do in the life, so take for sentient being. So example like this, so the person seeking liberation enlightenment, so need to practice, purify, and quite merit so many ways, so many different means. So the way to that, the method to that, didn't you see the omniscient one, kind, compassionate, omniscient one, which I am the Buddha. who has great compassion to us and skill to guide us in the wings. And so even in daily life, even by the way, the eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, this is just normal, we do not everyday life. So even during those, by the way, even those times, by the way, then, to collect unconsiderable merits. To collect unconsiderable merits. revealing the means to collect unconsiderable merits. So, to benefit us, sentient who has a less merit, raw intelligence, or less merit, to benefit us, then revealed these matters. So the minute in the morning, the minute you want to wake up, you see, immediately think, may I achieve? I think this is all the habit, you know. I think it's not my eye, but my nature comes that my eyes. So may all sentient beings achieve holy God of Buddha. So the minute when you wake up, first thing, the minute when you wake up, remember that. May all sentient beings achieve holy God of Buddha. Okay? Then when you dress, may all sentient beings wear the dress of shy and shameless. So one thing is so any unrighteous action that that has created a negative result, suffering to oneself and to others. So then, that action negative, you see. So then, because of reasoning of oneself, then you see shine shame, you see, then you don't engage in any karma, so that's what it is. Able to practice morality and all these things, you see. may all sentiments wear the dress of shine shame. So, as it is practice, so whatever sense enjoyment, whatever, you see, whatever sense enjoyment one's having, then offering to the Guru. So that offering the dress up, make off to Guru, see. So this prayer to Miranda also can let those meditations, Guru practice. yourself, if you have received initiation, you are subject to the deity. So you are the Guru deity. Then make offering. make offering to Guru. So then one collect this with. from head down on the from head down to the shoes in the so the all the dresses if you make offering like that, you're such a good deity. You may focus on Guru. So the few form deities like that. However, then collect merit. Collect merit, have then hang it. Collecting much more merit than having met offering to numberless Buddhas, numberless Dharma, numberless Sangha, numberless statues, Kripa scriptures, all the horologes. So all those men are small, even though it's not great, but it's invisible, but it's a bit small in compared to offering to Guru. So, so here you are self Guru Deity, one, you see. Then you can, you dress up. So these practices, this practice becomes how to make life, how to see in even the break time from sitting meditation, life, how to make most meaningful, most beneficial, how everything becomes dharma, how everything becomes dharma. And the cause of not just happy in the future life, but cause future liberation for ourselves, but cause for enlightenment. You see? So, for sentient beings, for that. So, in other words, every activity that you do from the break time, from the sitting meditation, how to make it beneficial. Useful for all sentient beings. Something like that. So when you put a belt, then think, may all sentient beings, may all kingdom, be bound with fair trainings. when you release the belt, then and all sentient beings, you see, the men of them be liberated from the bondage of delusion karma. So that's when you take off the belt. Here's the mysteries from the sutra. So when you get 선생 등에서 이치 다마카야. 저기서도. 오늘 나 좀 매력이 나. So you can when so when you get up, then things see. May all sentient beings rise up from the great oceans of suffering or samsara. May all sentient beings see stand up or serve. From the oceans of samsara suffering. To me, I think meaning is liberating. So to practice, to train, so during this year, then, here is the training. Then you can get habituated with the daily life. You see, then perhaps this time, then you see, since they're able to do this.